The workspace is our former office space that has been opened up across the whole building. It used to be segmented by walls, and now it's nice and open. And there have been community partners that have met in various spaces here. Clark was in a space that's now the Pit. Super Yoga Palace is in a space that was on the very end over by one of the conference rooms. And then all the offices that our staff had were here, and we had a little kitchen. But it was gross. It had like the old gross gray carpet, lowered ceilings with your kind of the fluorescent lights everywhere. And we're so happy to have this nice open space that's helped us dream about what is possible for us to do that's new, that can contribute to this neighborhood as it changes. How can we change with it?
One day, Joel and I, this was shortly before I went on sabbatical in 2014, we were standing in the offices and talking about how awesome it would be to have a co-working space. And I told Joel, we're probably about 10 years out from being able to pull something like that off, just from a financial and staff resourcing kind of perspective. Well, about 2 weeks later, we had these people come in and pitch us the idea of having a co-working space that would be very much in line with our ethos, because they originally wanted to do this in a way that it could be a training ground for church planters to come and see how they could do co-working as a way to fund new church plants, and even to have it as a training center for missionaries who could come in and see what does it look like whenever you have this really incarnational form of ministry. But it just never really got off the ground. But we did get a renovated space out of it. And the coolest thing about the renovation is it opened up and connected this whole side of our building that before had been bifurcated. You couldn't walk from the offices all the way back into the kids' space prior to the renovation. And so we had always wanted to be able to walk in and just have that access from one side of the building to the other. And so that was huge for us. But after they were gone, we just had this huge empty renovated space. And so it made a lot of sense that as a community cultural center, that we could begin to create in this empty office space a platform for some of the best content in our community, and that our community partners that we already have could be one place where that content is developed. But then we have these amazing people like you who attend the gathering, who are experts in their fields, that could also use this platform to share content. And then maybe we could even have people who are contributing on a national scale to come in on occasion and offer just amazing cultural and relevant programming to the residents here in Deep Ellum. And so we began to think about what would it look like for us to create that here just in our office space, which is in total about 5,000 to 6,000 square feet, depending on how you chop it up. So that's what we're thinking about now, is how do we create a place where community happens? I love what Trey Miles, one of our board members, said. He said, how do we turn Deep Ellum into a place that you don't just live in your 20s, but you live for 20 years? And that's what we're really wanting to create, is this kind of deep community that people may come for the entertainment district, but they stay because they can't get this kind of community-centered they can't get this kind of deep community anywhere else in Dallas. And so that's what we're wanting to create here, is a deep pocket of community. But beyond serving the residents, we also want this to be a place where we are serving the next generation, where we are serving the youth that are in our context. And Deep Ellum really does serve as the bridge between North and South Dallas, which also means that we serve as the bridge between two very diverse communities in terms of access and where they are on a socioeconomic level. And so what we'd love to do is work with some of the high school students and provide a place where they can come in and have access to great programming for them, whether that's an SAT prep course, or we're providing assistance with writing college essays, or we're providing vocational training for them, whatever it may be. that we're providing this opportunity for these youth to also build community, and to not just build community with other youth, but to build community with Deep Ellum residents who are at a different stage in life, so that hopefully there become these very organic kind of mentoring relationships where the Deep Ellum residents are being transformed and changed by their relationships with the youth, and the youth are being transformed and changed by their relationships with the people that they engage with here. So we're really looking at serving two very specific demographic areas, the residents of Deep Ellum, but also the youth who would hang out in Deep Ellum, and creating a safe space for them to be.